surgery, just a few pills, right? My experience proved otherwise. As is typical, I took one pill, Mifeprex, while at the clinic. That pill separates the pregnancy from the lining of the uterus, so it is no longer viable. Did you notice I said pregnancy? Again, the power of semantics. Our Planned Parenthood terminology reinforced that we were removing an unwanted pregnancy, not killing a fetus. I was also given an antibiotic, then sent home with a prescription for a painkiller and an anti-nausea medication to take as needed, in addition to pills called Mesoprostol to be taken between 24 and 48 hours later, which would complete the process of cleaning out the uterus. The days that followed, alone in my apartment, were sheer agony. If all had worked as it should have, I would have passed the fetus within the first 6 to 8 hours, and the rest of the uterine lining within about 48 hours. But nothing went as advertised. Of course, since the law requires informed consent, I have been told about possible complications, such as severe cramping, hemorrhage, and infection. And I had been instructed to call and to return to the clinic if I suffered these side effects. I had also been instructed to return for a follow-up visit. I was, however, a very bad patient. My cramping was excruciating and went on for days and days. I was too ill to get out of bed, ran a fever, and bled heavily. I was frightened, but whether out of shame, humiliation, or self-punishment, or maybe some combination of the three, I would not call the clinic. I couldn't bear the thought of going to an emergency room or an OBGYN because there was no way I was going to confess that I brought this on myself by aborting my second pregnancy. My phone kept ringing and ringing as the clinic tried to reach me for follow-up, but I wouldn't answer. I mentioned nothing to my parents by phone. I suffered alone. After 2 weeks, I returned to work, though I still felt so weak I'd come home exhausted and go straight back to bed. Finally, after about 8 weeks of feeling ill, I felt recovered enough to return to the clinic for one of my volunteer shifts. "Abby, where have you been? What happened to you? Are you okay? We've been worried sick about you. Why wouldn't you answer?" "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fine. Just so busy with work and everything. Sorry I worried you." And that's all I told them. In the months that followed, I tried to just put the entire event out of my mind. I said my final tearful farewell to Justin, and my divorce from Mark was finalized in December 2003. I don't think I was ever more relieved to bid farewell to a year, but as I did, I recognized two bright spots.